We are joined in studio, as we are every Tuesday, by Sherry Leslie from Municipality of Kincardine. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning, JC.
Thanks for coming in today. I know you brought a friend with you. Amanda Getz is here from the Downtown BIA. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well. We're going to hear from you in just a second about some exciting things that are happening with Downtown Kincardine, some exciting events that are coming up. But let's get an update on the big construction that's happening out front. I did notice this morning that Lambton Street was closed when I came to go to work, so that's a little bit of a change, Sherry.
Yeah, so as work progresses up in phase two, they're replacing the sanitary sewer line, and they're getting closer up to the Lambton Street intersection, so they had to close that for this week. It should mm-hmm. be back open for the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just something to note, if like me, that was part of your regular morning commute, it's going to have to change for just a little bit.
Yeah, so we've changed the detour signs, and they're now detouring traffic down to the Durham Street intersection again for the remainder of this week.
Okay, perfect. Anything else with the project that we should know about?
So in phase one, they're continuing to do the servicing connections into each of the buildings on the west side. Mm-hmm. So with that, there is some additional sidewalk closures and disruptions. Lavis has thankfully installed some additional crossings, so you can, and we've installed signage as well. So we're helping direct people to each of the businesses. And so just look for the signage and look for those crossings to find the business or the office that you're trying to get to.
Yeah, I noticed that last week. They opened up one right in front here, actually. So it made it super easy to get across, which was great. And they've been doing such a great job at communicating everything and working with the business owners and with the general public who are coming downtown to support downtown. And speaking of downtown, Amanda is here from Lakeside Downtown BIA. Amanda, what do you have to update us on?
Well, first, JC, I'd like to say a big thank you to all the artists who donated their time over the past 2 weeks in painting the windows for the businesses that were vandalized. It makes downtown look so much better, more colorful mm-hmm. and vibrant, and it's just lifted everyone's spirits.
Yeah, it's so great that they were able to put the time in and make downtown look beautiful despite, you know, the construction and everything else that's gone on. I understand that Lakeside Live is starting up. Is that going now?
Yeah, we've had a couple weeks now of Lakeside Live. So what it is outdoor live music every Thursday night on Harbor Street. Mm-hmm. From 6 to 8 p.m. And then also on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 down near the ice cream shack. And when we perform on Sundays, there's also games for kids. There's multiple locations to get ice cream down at the north end of Queen Street. So come down and on both days and just have a great time with your family and listen to some live music outside.
Nothing better than live music and ice cream outdoors. Anything else going on from Lakeside Downtown BIA we should know about, Amanda?
We still have our passport program running, and on Thursday nights, actually, some of our businesses have been staying open a little later so you can do some shopping in the evening. So grab your passport, come downtown, support local, and get some stamps so you can win some BIA bucks.
Fantastic. Great to get that update, Amanda, and thank you again, Sherry Leslie from the Municipality of Kincardine. We look forward to another update on the Downtown Dig next Tuesday. Again, if you're headed downtown, support the downtown businesses, watch for the signs, and please be patient.